This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host.
We're going to be talking about right off the bat, and that's parking, the future of parking. It's digital, and we're going to be joined by the CEO of Citizens Parking. He's up first. After that, we're going to be talking to an author of a book, and the book reveals 10 universal truths every automotive industry person needs to know. So if you work in the automotive industry, whether you're a car salesman or a mechanic or an owner or just curious to know what this woman has to say, we're going to be talking to Sherry Levitin coming up a little later on in this hour. Coming up in hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, the former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, now doing a lot of freelance work, the one and only Phil Skinner, truly one of the world's leading experts when it comes to all things classic. We're going to be talking about some new cars that could be some future collectibles. We're also going to be wrapping up some recent auctions and previewing some others and generally having lots of fun, as we do each and every week at this very same time. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's toll-free from across North America at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. It's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. That's my website, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Radio.com, or if you have trouble with that, my backup one is Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Well, the world is changing. There's no question about it. The future of the automobile is changing. We are right now living in my opinion, the golden era of high performance. There's just an amazing array of vehicles, like some of the ones that are going to be introduced this week at the New York International Auto Show Media Days. But it's also an age of change. Electric vehicles, autonomous vehicles, digital this, digital that. And now it's parking. The future of parking is digital. To tell us all about this is Citizens Parking CEO James Skittle. James, thank you so much for joining us, and how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. I'm here in New York. It's a beautiful day.
That's great. Well, we're very happy to have you on board. Tell us a little bit about your own personal background. How did you get involved with the Citizens Parking organization, and a little bit about your own personal automotive history?
Sure. I've been in this business for 35 years, from Kansas originally, and I founded this particular company in 2012. We've got locations all over the United States, 1,200 locations, and I'm based here in New York City.
That's great. And you put together some really interesting information here. 86% of the U.S. population utilizes a car, and there are just about to be momentous changes in how cars, parking, mobile apps, and traffic data intersect to improve the lives of all those people. So tell us a little bit about the future of parking and how Citizens Parking is on the forefront of all this cool technology.
Hey, thank you. What's changing is that, as you probably know yourself, that with the information being right in the palm of your hands with smartphones, you know, people today, instead of just driving to a destination and then finding parking, what they do today is they actually make reservations or look for where they're going to park ahead of time. And so we've been very active in really being at the intersection of the digital space and the physical space. We've got about 400,000 spaces across the United States, and we've got the biggest digital platform of parking spaces in the country. And so we're helping people find that parking space much, much easier through apps and the web.
That's really cool, Jerry. I wasn't aware of a lot of these apps that are out there. Some of the apps include stuff like ParkWiz, Spot Hero, Best Parking, Parking Panda, WAZE Waze, Sidewalk Labs, Spaces Honk, ParkMe, Inrix, SMS Valet, Park Now, Ticketmaster, Telecharge, Yelp, Facebook, and there are more as well. So are you working with all those different organizations, or are you honed in on just a few?
No, actually, that is our list.
Wow, that's great.
In every one of these apps and digital platforms today, where they're number one parking operator across the country, and it's been a big driver of business for us. But it's even more importantly, it helps customers with mobility, just getting people to those parking spaces in those areas quicker and easier.
That sounds great, Jerry. So, for example, if I'm attending the media days of the New York International Auto Show next week at the Javits Center, and I'm driving into Manhattan, into the city, and I want to get close to the Javits Center en route, I can actually reserve my space. How does it actually work?
Absolutely. You can do it through all those apps that you talked about, through ParkWiz and Spot Hero, or even our own app at iconparking.com. Or if you happen to be driving in the city and you're on Google Maps or Waze, all of our parking facilities are listed on those as well, and you can actually change your navigation specifically to one of our parking facilities near Javits. And so if you're familiar with New York, there's a lot of traffic here.
Yep.
That probably will save you a lot of time if you go directly to the facility instead of going to Javits and then looking.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct. I'm from Boston originally and have made many a trip from Boston into the city of New York, and it's always an adventure. And to have all this capability now in the palm of your hand is truly fantastic. Jerry Skittle is with us. He's the CEO of Citizens Parking, and if you don't know about Citizens Parking, sounds like you soon will. They were only founded back in 2014, privately held company, and already has an annual revenue of $1 billion. That in itself, I've got to ask Jerry about. But Jerry, you've got a lot of locations around the U.S., 1,000 locations, 7,000 employees, and 900,000 customers per day. Number one, congratulations. And I'm blown away with your income. It looks like I need to get a parking garage or two.
Well, just like you're all about vehicles and cars, we are too. And, you know, I can tell you that we certainly, appreciate everybody, driving the way that they do. It's still as you said, 86% of commuters today go to work in a vehicle. And so, you know, we love all the new technologies that are coming, the autonomous vehicles and the safety that's being built into these cars. That's great for not only commuters but families and everybody. And so we've been certainly very supportive of the technologies that are happening today. And we're working with a lot of companies on that to, again, just make sure that we're part of that mobility piece. And it's been very exciting. As you've seen, it's a lot of changes coming.
It certainly is. And speaking of changes coming, we're going to step aside for some important messages. But when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the Icon Parking System and more about Citizens Parking. And if anybody has any questions, you can call us up, 855-660-4261. The name of the program is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're rolling along across North America on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now. And if you're listening to us worldwide via the internet, we welcome you at GCNlive.com. Don't forget, we got all those goodies for you as well. And what kind of goodies am I talking about? Well, we've got podcasts, we've got archives, we've got on demand, and so much more, all available at GCNlive.com. When you get a chance, please check out my my website. It is autoworldradio.com and also northamericadriver.com for some of my new vehicle test drives. Been driving a Honda Accord V6 Coupe this past week. We'll have an article up on that in the not-too-distant future. But meanwhile, we're talking about the future of parking. The future of parking is digital, and we have with us live from New York, New York, the Chief Executive Officer of Citizens Parking, Jerry Skittle. Skillet, I'm sorry, Jerry, on the pronunciation there. I messed up. Apologize to you about that, but I'm having so much fun with you that I just can't wait to hear about your particular ICON parking system. So, Jerry Skillet, tell us about this ICON parking system.
Hey, Bob, thank you. Well, ICON Parking is the largest operator in New York. We have 300 locations in Manhattan. And so, you know, we always laugh because, you know, I guess our saying here is we park New York and we love it here. We have icons of parking. You know, almost every famous person in this city is one of our customers. And so, we're part of this community. This is a great, you know, great place to be, and just about every block in the city, we have an ICON parking garage. So we're looking forward to the auto show coming up. It's a great time for us. As you would expect, you know, you can't be in our business without being a car guy. And so, you know, we'll, every manager and all of our employees certainly will be there this week.
That's great. You guys also own Quick Park, Lanier Parking Solutions, AmeriPark, and Park One. That's a whole lot of companies. Again, 1,000 locations, 7,000 employees, and 900,000 customers per day. Jerry, are you pretty geographically balanced across the country, or are you more East Coast biased?
Well, Bob, thank you. We probably a little more East Coast bias. We're certainly heavy in the Northeast and the Southeast. Our Lanier and PK1 brands are in Georgia and Florida, Texas areas. AmeriPark is the largest operator of retail parking across the United States. So we're in 25 states with those guys and out in California and up in the Northwest. So we cover the country, but I would say just a little more on the eastern side of the U.S.
When you look down the road in 10 years or so, there's an awful lot of things that are going to be changing in not only the automotive world, but also in your industry, the parking industry, as the United States population has its biggest growth move. And if it happens that a whole lot of people move within 1 mile of, let's say, City Hall, that's a problem. City planning stops requiring new parking spaces to be developed while no new investments are made into the expansion of mass transit. These are all problems that you guys could be facing. Technology increasingly assists us in getting to our destinations easier and faster than ever. And, of course, having the mobile reservations and payment becoming the norm, I think that's going to be a major solution to some of these problems. But how are you going to address some of the other ones, like a whole lot of people geographically located within 1 mile of one particular heavy-duty destination?
Well, it's interesting what we've seen happen. I mean, we're in 35 major cities in the U.S. and yes, there's a lot of people. The biggest movement, as you said, are people moving from the suburbs, you know, into the inner city. They like being close. They like being able to walk. They like, you know, the lifestyle that has. I think that's really good for American cities. And on the parking side, what's interesting is that because you know, most cities do not have a big mass transit hub, and that part of it, we find that they bring their vehicles downtown. And so, you know, I think most cities have overbuilt their parking over the last 30 or 40 years, so there's vacant space. The fact that these cars are now in the parking facilities 24 hours, 7 days a week, instead of just coming into the city when they're working, it's changed our business. It certainly hasn't hurt our business. It's been great. Higher occupancies in the current spaces, and we just have to get better ourselves at making sure that now those parking spaces can be used 24 hours, 7 days a week instead of just Monday through Friday when people are driving in to work. So it's a different business today.
I can see where you're going, Jerry. No question about it. And having the mobile access, having that app on your phone, being able to plan ahead and not have to deal with the parking is a, kind of an afterthought. Because more often than not, when you're in a hurry and you need to get to a location, let's say it's a business meeting or something, that's the time when you can't find a space. It always seems to go that way, Jerry.
Well, you know, especially, you know, living in this city, there's no one in New York that's shy. And so, you know, if you Broadway shows start at 7:30, and guess what? We've got to get that car parked and get them to their Broadway show on time. So, you know, again, I think people are getting very savvy about how to utilize technology to make sure that they stay on time and that that works better. We're really happy about that because we don't like to disappoint anybody either. And so we really encourage people to make reservations, plan their trips ahead of time. It makes everybody's life a lot easier, and they don't miss that Broadway show.
That's very good. You're not going to want to miss that. There's so many things not to miss in New York. And my favorite two New York parking garage stories, Jay Leno finding a Duesenberg that had been parked since the 1930s in a garage. That was a story a couple of years back. And, of course, Jerry Seinfeld converting a building into his own personal Porsche parking garage. But, Jerry, dealing with celebrities, I'm sure you have lots of stories that you could share with close personal friends.
Well, what's great is that, and again, I know you're a car guy too, and so, you know, probably the biggest asset or second biggest asset that people own is their vehicle. And as I've been in this business 35 years, really people's love affair with the automobile and their particular vehicle is higher than ever. And so, you know, we take special care for our icons of parking, you know, out there, our celebrity friends and everybody. And they all really care about that vehicle. And, you know, that's the whole thing about us. We want to make sure that we take good care of it. It's safe and secure. And it's ready, you know, ready for them when they're ready to go out for a great Friday or Saturday night.
Perfect. Jerry, thank you for telling us about the future of parking. It's all digital. He is the CEO of Citizens Parking, Jerry Skillett. Thank you, Jerry. We'll do this again down the road.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Can you predict the market? No, but you can predict human behavior just enough to take advantage. Introducing MarketVulture.com.
Don't get caught off guard.
MarketVulture monitors dramatic events around the world and spots the opportunities that lie beneath. As one MarketVulture user put it,
"Well, I feel like I have access to a CIA data feed."
Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for being here with us. My name is Bob Long. We've got some really cool guests in this hour. We continue right now with some interesting information. 10 universal truths every auto industry salesperson needs to know, or person in the business of the automobile world needs to know. We're welcoming to the broadcast right now the author of a great book. It's called Heart and Sell, and it's by our special guest, who's not only an author but a speaker and CEO of the Sherry Levitin Group. It's my pleasure to welcome Sherry Levitin to Auto World. Sherry, how are you doing?
I'm great, Bob. Nice to talk to you today.
Nice to talk to you as well. Sales is so much of a part of life, no matter what industry you're in, and certainly in the automobile business, so much is dependent on what happens in the car sales showrooms, what happens in the online transactions that are occurring today with some of the car buying sites, but the whole world is really very much surrounded by, you're either being sold something or you're in the position of selling something yourself. So a lot of these truths, I think, are going to hit home for lots of our listeners. Let's start with number one of the 10 universal truths, and that is success starts with the growth equation. What does that mean?
Well, the growth equation starts with a growth mindset. Stanford professor Carol Dweck popularized this in her book. She said, you know, so often we think about having a high IQ or, you know, what sales skills and techniques do we need to cultivate, when the reality is one of the most important skills that anybody can have is what she calls a growth mindset. And that is realizing that we need to grow and learn, and particularly today in this world, we need to be learning new technologies. We need to be at least as smart as our customers, which unfortunately a lot of sales people aren't today. The growth equation, in addition to a growth mindset, includes having curiosity. So being genuinely curious about your customer, not just going through questions on autopilot, but a genuine curiosity, it involves taking responsibility. So not blaming the economy or marketing or somebody or something else for our lack of success. And then mastery. And that's particularly important today, is that we need to know at least as much as our customers do and master our game and master technology and get to a point where we know everything about our product so we can truly connect and be authentic with our customers.
That is so true. There are so many sales folks out there who really don't know their product and can be easily embarrassed by a well-informed consumer. So that's an excellent truth. Another truth from Sherry is emotions drive decision-making. This is interesting. Tell us more.
Well, particularly when buying a car, I mean, for goodness sakes. And again, I see so many salespeople, Bob, they get caught in the trap of, you know, just talking about price and the best deal, and sure, the customer wants a great value. But what's underneath that? And research shows that emotions drive all decision-making. There was a Harvard Business Review article that talked about high-impact motivators. And what really drives decisions that you and I make, whether we're buying a car, a real estate, or we're, you know, deciding where to go eat at night? And there's 7 core emotional motivators. And in my book, I go through those. And, you know, if you think about buying a car, what would they buy this model instead of that one? Is it for safety? Is it for status? Is it for family? Is it a family car? And once a salesperson zeroes in on what I call these high impact or core motivators, that's what's going to drive decision making today. And of course, the name of the game is today. We don't want to get beat back, right?
Absolutely. All excellent information. Let's talk about another one of the 10 universal truths from your book. This one is freedom lives in structure.
Yeah, I find that there's 3 types of salespeople, and we work with a lot of Fortune 500 companies, and even within a company, I find that they're in one of 3 places. Number one, they don't have a sales process at all. So you'd ask a salesperson, what's your process? You know, what are the steps to the sales process? So, you know, meet and greet, I'm going to do a discovery, then I'm going to do a test drive. So number one, there's many salespeople in organizations that don't even have a process. Now, what I see more often, Bob, is number two, they've got a process, but they don't know the psychology behind the process. What's going on in the mind of the consumer? I think a lot of times we focus on the sales process, but not on the buying process. How's the customer feeling? Why do customers say no? Why do they say yes? How do we create urgency to act today? That's the buying process. And I find very often that's not taught. Third, I'll see organizations where they've got a sales process. The salespeople understand the psychology of that process, but they don't stick to the process. For whatever reason, they get derailed, and there's not training systems in place to make sure that the salespeople are really following that process day in and day out.
Excellent information, Sherry. No question about it. Here's another truth from Sherry's book, The 10 Universal Truths, and this one is, in sales, no never means no. And some people would be surprised to hear that. Tell us a little bit about this universal truth.
Well, we all know sales takes tenacity. And again, I see so many salespeople, and they say, you know, they're prospecting, and they'll say, I left him a message, or I called, but he didn't call me back. And research shows us today it takes 6 to 8 reach-outs in order to get a customer to call you back. And, you know, the other part of that, Bob, is that, you know, in sales, no questions, no objections, no sale. So salespeople not only have to be tenacious in getting back with a customer or prospecting, but they're going to get no's in the sales process, and we need to know how to deal with the no, how to get to the yes. And many salespeople aren't taught that.
It's a wonderful information from Sherry's book. It's called Heart and Sell. If you're a salesperson, you need to get this book. There's no question about it. And Sherry is not only the author of the book, she's a noted speaker and CEO of the Sherry Levitin Group. And Sherry, this is really good stuff that you're giving us here today, these 10 universal truths. Let's continue with one that makes a lot of sense to me. Explain to our listeners, trust number five, universal truth, trust begins with empathy.
Yeah, well, you know, what is trust? You know, I find, again, very often people are told you have to build trust. And I'm a new salesperson, and I'm thinking, okay, how do I do that? What is trust? And that's changed today. Now that customers have so much information at their disposal on the Internet, really the differentiator is you, the salesperson. The customer has the information. Now, trust has to do with a few different components. First off, empathy. And empathy means really listening to what's going on in the mind of the consumer. And I find, you know, particularly millennials, there's some new research, Bob, that shows that millennials have 40% less empathy. We aren't used to talking as much and listening as hard as we used to.
Oh, very good. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, everything's digital, right? So when I write a text to you, I'm not going to really listen and describe how I'm feeling, right?
Exactly. It brings a coldness into it. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about this point here, and that is trust begins with empathy. And if you have a question, give us a call. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and our telephone number again is 855-660-4261 or email bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Leggetts was set in the pace?
We want to say hello to all of our great affiliate stations from coast to coast, border to border. Hello to everybody listening on Talk Radio Orlando. Hello to everybody listening on WCFO in Atlanta. Everybody listening on KPAM in Portland, Oregon. Thank you very much for being here. Everybody listening in Massachusetts and New Hampshire on WCCM and all of our other great affiliate stations coast to coast, border to border, around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com. And don't forget that GCNlive.com, we've got podcasts, we've got archives, we've got on demand, we've got you covered. And don't be a stranger, participate now or anytime 24/7, Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. We have a fascinating lady with us here today. She is the author of a wonderful book. It's called Heart and Sell, and it's by Sherry Levitin. She is the author as well as a speaker and CEO of the Sherry Levitin Group, and Sherry's been running down some universal truths, 10 of them to be exact, that every small business owner or every automotive industry salesperson needs to know, and some of these are right on. They're absolutely 100% right on, and we're talking about number 5 of the truths, which is trust begins with empathy, and you're so right, Sherry, the fact that today it kind of drives me crazy being in the broadcasting business, the communication business, when you see people out to dinner and no one's talking, everybody's on their digital devices and just looking at pictures on Facebook, and it's not just teenagers, it's morphed over to adults. It's like folks are addicted to these things, and people just plain don't communicate or talk anymore.
That's exactly right. And, you know, there was some interesting research, Bob, that showed that, you know, we get addicted to our devices, and don't think the tech companies aren't doing that on purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Research shows that we would prefer to talk 60% of the time about ourselves, right? Because it's our favorite subject.
Yeah.
So we're not good at listening anymore. We talk about ourselves. On social media, that number climbs to 80%. And the reason is it actually lights up a part in our brain, the reward and recognition system, which is the same part of our brain that lights up when you have drugs, you have sex, or you taste good food. So it makes
wow.
us feel good to talk about ourselves instead of to listen.
This is very interesting, definitely. I can understand where you're going with this even more, and it's downright scary because empathy is so much a part of being a true human being, number one, and anybody that, you know, in order to be a radio person or in order to be a successful person, in my opinion, unless you fall into a boatload of money by accident, you have to listen. I mean, years ago, they used to have that old line, you know, in the 1800s, you know, children should be seen and not heard, and the kids weren't allowed to speak, and part of the reason for that was for the learning process, plus to keep them out of conversations, but people don't soak up stuff like previous generations. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I always tell salespeople, don't just listen to the said, listen to the unsaid. Mm-hmm. What's the emotion behind the words? Because unless we're really attuned to how the customer's feeling, you know, they're not going to tell you when they're suspicious or when they're nervous. We've got to, you know, get those unconscious cues, or we can't
so
tell.
So true. Let's talk about number six on the list here of universal truths. Integrity matters.
Yeah, particularly today, there was a Gallup poll interview that showed that the only people less trusted than salespeople today, this won't surprise you, is members of Congress.
I'll agree to that.
One of the best pieces of advice I can give a salesperson or anyone to build trust, now this will sound surprising to a lot of salespeople, but tell your customer what's wrong with your product so they'll believe what's right. Tell them what it won't do so they'll believe what it will do. Now make sure it's what I call a baby negative, not a huge negative. So I would look at the different vehicles that you're selling and say, okay, what's a little negative that I can tell them? And it's very important because people don't want to be sold to. They want to buy. So if I tell them the bad news, they'll believe the good news.
That's very good. I need to have you sell advertising for this radio program, I think. Let's
tell
talk.
Tell them what's wrong, Bob. Tell them the bad.
Okay. Let's talk about number seven. Anything that can be told can be asked.
What do you think of that? Do you think that's why?
In the long run, it is. But it's dangerous territory.
Why do you think? Well, I'm just doing it to you right now, and I'm putting you on the spot.
Right, exactly.
In a customer interaction, right?
And people don't like to be put on the spot, and that's part of the experience with a salesperson as well. If I would imagine if you came at the salesperson with a tremendous amount of questions, that would be a major league turnoff. So you're kind of walking a fine line.
Well, what I'm referring to here is the step that salespeople most often miss. And from a salesperson's point of view, what this refers to, Bob, and excuse me for putting you on the spot.
No, I loved it.
Okay, what this refers to is there's a tendency, it's a default mode. Again, salespeople want to talk. They're so excited about this new car, the four-wheel drive, the new features. They just can't wait. They can't help themselves to get them in the car to start blathering on, and I call this the shotgun approach. Instead of first saying, asking the customer a series of targeted questions. Because I can only sell to the customer's needs if I understand what their needs are. Now, again, this sounds obvious, but 68% of all salespeople completely omit this step. And if they do ask questions, they don't ask the right questions. It's all factual questions. What are you looking for? What color? What type? Instead of why. You know, why are you looking at this type of a vehicle? What type of experiences have you had in the past with a four-wheel drive, with a sports car, with this type of But the more we can ask questions and uncover a customer's problems and needs, the better we can tailor make what we're showing them to what's really important.
Yeah, that's true. And the more information you can gather, you can turn around and use that to your advantage to make the sale. And speaking of sales, let's talk about emotional commitment precedes economic commitment.
Yeah, I love this one. How many times, Bob, have you been in a sales situation where, you know, somebody says to you, well, there's only two left?
Oh, yeah, that's
and you
it,
mean, well,
exactly.
I don't want one yet, so that's fine. Sell it.
That's right.
Yeah, I always laugh. I'm down in Mexico. We have quite a few customers in Mexico and throughout Latin America. And, you know, somebody will be hawking a rug at the beach and it's 100 degrees. And, you know, and I keep saying, no, I'm not interested. And they drop the price. Right? Well, if it's just cheap enough, she'll want a blanket in 100-degree weather.
Or, you know, the great line that the automobile salespeople like to say is, you know, what is it going to take to put you in this car today?
Right, right.
And I want to say, you know, I won't have to pay at all. Just give me the keys.
You know? Yeah, let us drive the car. And you know, again, this sounds so simple. But if you're not doing it, it's advanced, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Let them feel it. Let them smell it. Let them experience it. And then here's a big one. If you want to create emotion, you need to have some great third-party testimonials. This is more important today than ever. People believe Yelp reviews. Social proof is so important today, more than ever before. So you need to be able to talk about another couple who purchased the same vehicle or another young man. And we talk about in my book, what is the anatomy of a great, what I call third-party story? Because that's what's going to create excitement. I'll have what she's having. I want what he has. We need that social proof, but you've got to tell a good story. You've got to really think about the punchline and the purpose of that story.
Outstanding information. Let's talk about another truth. Removing persistence takes resistance, rather, takes persistence. And that certainly is true.
Yeah.
Why don't we hold you over? Can you hang with us for a little bit longer?
I have persistence, Bob.
Okay. Then we're definitely going to keep you at bay, all of you listeners, because we're going to talk about removing resistance with the persistence of Sherry's great determination and lots more. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, more of Auto World after the top of the hour news.
Attention Jeep and truck owners, J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrench-and-ride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winston Churchill said, "Never let a good crisis go to waste."
But how do you know when a good crisis happens?
With MarketVulture.com.
Get real-time alerts and stay informed as we alert you when bad things occur in the market, in the news, and in hot spots around the world. Then we tell you where to look for opportunity. Try Market Vulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.